Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of August 18th and news on the Edge. So many of our small local businesses really are having a struggle time this summer. It's a tough economy, slower than average attendance and revenue this summer, and the Rays are playing all their games in Tampa this season. So the Edge District, which is aligned next to the historic gas plant district in Tropicana, has really kind of seen that drop off this summertime. So, you know, just encouraging people to shop intentionally and support small and local when you can. And then also thank you to Radio St. Pete for its megaphone that really helps amplify our local economy and community. For those of you not familiar, the Edge Business District Association is a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive and focusing on advocacy, promotion, and education to help all of our businesses. We've got over 134 of them now that look to us for guidance. And the events that we've got coming up in the Edge and nearby, so August 23rd is Ellie's birthday bash at Estate Cigars and Social. The next day, August 24th in the afternoon, Pink Palm Pool Club Party at Moxie. So that's the rooftop pool, and the views are really, really stunning. So great, great day to jump in the pool. Still hot out there. August 25th is the Love Island Reunion Watch Party at Ferg's, so the viewing party at Ferg's. I've never watched that before, so I'm not sure what a reunion watch party would be for me, but I'm sure a lot of folks do check that out. Last but not least, events coming up, Halloween on Central. Still looking for sponsors and vendors to get involved, so HalloweenOnCentral.com has all of those details. And for our Did You Know this week, Creative Loafing's Best of the Bay features dozens of nominations for our Edge Association businesses, and they've extended the voting, so you can vote until August 21st at midnight. And I know there's going to be a ton of our businesses winning those awards, but just the nomination process is quite stunning to see how many of our businesses are entered. So very exciting. A new and coming soon, over a dozen new businesses will be joining the Edge District this year. Pure Green Acai Bowls and Smoothies is now open at 1041 Central Avenue. They've got smoothies, they've got juices, they have avocado toast, banana toast, Nutella toast. They've got all sorts of different things that you can grab. They're all healthy, great, friendly team. They also have right down the road from Pure Green, in next to Moxie, the Bosphorus Turkish Cuisine is coming at 1246 Central Avenue. Construction is moving super quickly, so we really do expect them open this fall or early winter. And BosphorusRestaurant.com if you want to see the menu. They've got a couple more locations in the middle of Florida. And last but not least, there's a new fitness place coming to the 900 building this fall called Peach Pump. So keep an eye out for them. And it's really the best time ever to find a brick-and-mortar location in the Edge or nearby. We have definitely have all different kinds of spaces and sizes available. info@edgedistrict.org and can help connect you with those folks. And last but not least, with new and coming soon, Brick Pitch is going to be a greenhouse chamber event this fall, likely early October, but keep your ear out for it. I'll make announcements with news on the Edge as well. The concept is to put together all of our fantastic local entrepreneurs with ideas for brick and mortars, with the people that have those spaces, people that can finance those businesses, and then certainly the resources available and mentoring available. So Brick Pitch coming soon. Keep an ear out. For drinks and dining, we've got 39 patio and sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink in the Edge. So pretty crazy how dense that is, but it makes it fun. Different place every day for the whole month. Bites Battle in the Edge announcement is coming soon, so start salivating. This event is going to allow you to get taste all over the Edge. So announcements coming soon on that. And then also, many of our coffee spots all feature noshable choices. So get something to eat at Intermezzo, Cafe Copa, Sourdough Co., and Cargo Coffee. Plus Grassroots will allow you to bring in noshes to go with their beverages they serve there. So pretty nice there. Shopping, visit the Edge. Definitely, we're nearing the end of summer. Crazy to think we're about a month away from fall. And really, it's the best time to shop to catch deals on outgoing merch and get a glimpse of the new seasonal items. So all different kinds of boutiques, about a dozen of them in the Edge. Come and play around, grab something to eat or drink. And our new website, edgedistrict.org, features service categories so that you can look at recommended businesses in the Edge and nearby. And I would challenge you, check out the Live, Work, Stay tab, because really Edge is the best place to call home. We've got thousands of residents, adding thousands more with Viv opening soon. It is a super walkable district to almost everything you need, plus two Sunrunner stops to move you quickly around the most popular places in St. Pete. For entertainment, always things to do on the Edge. Eat, drink, shop, entertain. Got the scavenger hunt at facebook.com/groups/sanddollarhunt. And then you can make a candle experience at the candle pour. So great for holidays to get a bunch of people together, friends, family, colleagues, and make some gifts and have fun while you're doing it. The smells are amazing when you go in there. So you basically blend a couple of different scents together to make your own custom candle. Takes about 45 minutes to make it, 2 hours to cure, and then you got something cool. For our local nonprofits and mission-driven businesses, really need help more than ever with a lot of grants and support from the federal and state governments going away. Want to bring your attention to 15th Street Farms. It is a farm that grows a ton of food for the community, and it's only a few blocks away from the Edge. So it's one of those urban farms, not-for-profit. If you want to find out more about their events, they've been selling out left and right. www.15thstfarm.com. So 15thstreetfarm.com. Check them out. Story really good things audio. For Emmanuel and the team. All right, that's it for News on the Edge. Have a great week.